So our intention today is about actually freeing the voice. I just wanted to say that before we continue. Okay. So, and also we'll be doing some light language. So the open house is this Sunday from week from Sunday, 1 to 6, August 29th. If you're in the area, come and check it out. Even if you're not interested in classes, it will get you really high. People come for 5 hours and then don't want to leave, right? It's really quite an experience, right? Also, we've got our next semester at the Institute starting September 8th, and it's half at the Institute and half online. Masks are still required, but it's really all the classes that are best done online are the ones that are lectures, which are no different than the classes at the Institute. The ones at the Institute is where we play with all of our equipment. We've got all types of equipment to play with at the Institute to really, so you can practice and get to know all the equipment, but also there's some meditations. Like we'll do a whole weekend workshop with Sylvina that you can't do online, where she just takes you into the zone for, you know, 12 hours, right? So that's starting September 8th. And if you're interested, let us know. It often does sell out because we're limited to a certain number of people. We do have the, that goes, by the way, from September 8th to December 15th at the Institute. The online portion is 6 months. You can do just online. We've got that starting, actually could start Tuesday or Thursday this week. It starts about every other week because it's ongoing enrollment. It's whenever we have a new instructor that's starting their series, you can start. So it's about every 2 weeks. Again, it's all about how sound affects you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And it's really about how to open up your own practice. So we teach many skills and techniques, not only to open your own practice, but also to be able to heal yourself. It's really about how sound works in the universe, not just sound, but also vibration, because we also have the classes on sacred geometry. Actually, let me tell you about the classes. I don't think I've told you in a long time on this radio show. We've got my classes, which are, so we start with the physics of sound as to how it all works. And then we continue into how sound works with you, works physically, where we go through the physiology of the body and the frequencies of all the parts of the body, including the endocrine system and the auras. And then we go into how it works emotionally. We go through 7 techniques on releasing stuck emotions with the voice. And then we go through how it works mentally. We go through brainwave entrainment and binaural beats in detail, and how that manifests in crystal bowls and Tibetan bowls and a lot of other instruments. And then we go into chakras, sound of chakras, not only the frequency and notes of chakras, but also the instruments of chakras and even the music of chakras and energy of chakras. Then we go into the sound of love and also the sound of oneness. We have a whole weekend where we do that. By the way, all of these classes you can do individually as well. You don't have to do the full program. We also do a lot of practice where we do treatments on each other. And also everybody has to, at the Institute, everybody has to do their own sound bath, some little sound concert. So you get to practice and get ready for that. And we go through exactly how to do a sound bath. So you end up being able to do treatments on people, having practice and actually doing concerts and sound bath. That's my class. Then there's Liz Addison, who is a happy shaman. She works with Native American energies. She does movement as well. And she's her third eye is open, so she can see the energy of everybody. And she's really, really up, gives you a really, like I said, happy shaman. She's really gives you a very cool perspective on using the voice. And then we've got Sylvina, who's a deep shaman. She'll spend the whole weekend take you into the depths of your soul to release any shadow side that you might not even know you had, right? And people are just transformed after the whole weekend with her. She's just an amazing singer. And then we've got Suzanne Sterling, who is the master of the world for unleashing the voice, powerful singer, just a master teacher. And then we have Sonia Draculich, who is one of the best singers I've ever heard in sound healing. She teaches voice technique and also goes through chants from around the world. And then there's Lakshmi. She goes into the Indian chants and Sanskrit and also talks about the deities and their meaning and devotional chants, right? And then we've got Richard Feather Anderson, who does a whole class on sacred geometry. He teaches sacred geometry the same way that Plato taught it, as a way of understanding consciousness. And so it's really good for those that were abused in their math class in high school or college, for that matter. And then we also have Gerald, who teaches music. We call it inner music theory. It's like the meaning of musical intervals as relationship of everything in the universe. He also teaches how to create and to choose different bowls and tuning fork musical interval relationships and chords. So when you're putting together a set, you know precisely what you're doing. He also talks about the home notes. Very, very cool class, whether you've had music theory or not. And then we have Randy. Oh my God, Randy knows more about sound healing and sacred geometry and color and light than anybody on the planet, because he's got one of those minds that remembers every single thing he's ever read. He's like an encyclopedia, and he's also been abducted or been hanging out with some higher beings, so he's got some higher information. Randy's a trip. He's not linear though, right? And then there's well, I think that's it. That's all the classes. And my classes, we do yeah, get to practice a lot. So that's online and at the Institute. Online, you get to practice on friends and family, right? So starting online any week or so at the Institute on September 8th. We also have our, if you go to soundhealingcenter.com, you can see all of the things we have going on. The school is Globe Institute. And then we have the Sound Healing Store, where we've got over 300 instruments and books and CDs. I got over 100 CDs. And also crystal bowls, Tibetan bowls, alchemy bowls, tuning forks. There's a full range of whatever you could imagine there. And then we've got the Sound Therapy Center, where we have a full range of treatments. We do treatments for finding your home note where you're at rest, and we can give you binaural beats for delta for sleep, theta for creativity, alpha for presence and learning, and beta for overcoming ADD. And we also do voice analysis. We can see exactly what's wrong with you and give you a CD and the missing notes. We also have the Research Foundation. We're working on treatment plans and research for ADD, for PTSD, for dementia, autism, sleep, pain. Oh my God, we've got a whole range of things that we're researching. And we also have the Medical Sound Association. And what's cool is in the Medical Sound Association, if you click on intake forms, you can put in what you're doing as far as any treatment and put in the issues that that person has and also the instruments that you're using. And then we've been collating all of this information for quite a few months. We have 81 people that have entered, and the rate of reduction in symptoms is now average 73%, which is huge, right? And then you can actually search for very specific health concerns and see how effective it is for that health concern, and then or what instruments are the best for a health concern as well. It's very cool. If you know anybody who's doing sound healing treatments, get them to enter the info here. You don't even have to log in. Just go on here and enter the info, and it will contribute to that number of that data. really can help, really help to whenever anybody wants to know the effectiveness, right? Not clinical research, but it's still good data, right? We also have treatment plans. If you click on integrative sound, we got treatment plans for grief, anxiety, depression, dementia, trauma. Haven't filled in the addiction part, and more coming for other issues as well, including pain and cancer and such. So very detailed treatment plans there. And then finally, we also have, we have the Sound Lounge Center, where we have all our different products of sound tables, bass pods, and vests that you can wear. And then we've got actual lounges you can lay on or with subwoofers in them, and also sound tables. And it's incredible. We even have research behind all of it. Sound dolphins and sound pillows as well. So that's soundloungecenter.com. And then we have, finally, we've got the actual Sound Education Center, where we have over 500 exercises for kids at all age groups, from 3 months all the way up to 18 years. And they're all based on sound and vibration and geometry as well. And they're really well put together. 5 tracks, physics of vibration, instrument sounds, music as a way of understanding the universe, sacred geometry, and emotional expression. So that's soundeducationcenter.com. But you can get to all of it at soundhealingcenter.com. There's links to everything here. That's what we have going on. You know, speaking of emotional expression, it's really a problem in this world, especially for women, because men have been squashing the expression of women, especially in the throat chakra, for tens of thousands of years. And still today in other cultures, it's just intense, right? Not to mention the thing that's going on with the Taliban in Afghanistan, right? Women can't even go to school, right? Can't even have a job. I mean, it's like, there's many cultures, it's just outrageous. Not to mention in just the US and Europe. I mean, even in regular modern world, women are still totally squashed, right, with their throat chakra. But also men don't know how to express themselves without being too cocky, right? We haven't had very many mentors that are balanced in their masculine and feminine aspects, who are able to express themselves in a way that is really in a way where you're equal to others, right? Where you're not above or below anybody else. So it's kind of a mess. And when you don't express yourself, then you get sick. The second anything gets bottled up emotionally, it's like the number one cause of disease, right? Your digestion starts faltering. You know, your heart doesn't work as well. Your nervous system gets a little shaky. It's just, heart math shows like 100 parameters physiologically that happen when emotions are not flowing. Right? So it's just critical. Now, as babies, I've mentioned this, as babies, we had it down. I mean, if you had anything going on emotionally, you wouldn't let it out with a sound, right? Right? We just, it was built in. It was totally built in for us to be professional sound healers. Babies are professional sound healers, right? They know innately how to release any stuck emotion that's going on and let it out, right? And then around 1 or 2, it's like, shh, no more sound, right? And then we get in school and it's like, no more sound. Or you go to work and it's like, what are you doing? You're interrupting, you're distracting everybody. Stop making all those noises. Except around here at our place, we make sounds all the time, right? Even my kitty here, my kitty loves the sounds that I make, right? Sometimes she runs though when I'm really releasing things, right? So it becomes the norm. And so the whole trick is to, again, get free in making any type of sound. And it's not easy for a lot of people. You know, we're like, what is someone going to think? Or maybe my neighbor will hear me, right? Also in places we live, sometimes you can't make sound because then the neighbors will call the police even, right? So it's like, it's a real problem. And people are just bottled up because they can't express themselves. So I want to talk about many ways to actually do sound. Now, when I went into the Montessori schools in the different age groups, first I went into 3 to 6 year olds and I said, okay, let's make the sound of how you're feeling. And they looked at me like I had two heads. Like, what is going on? What does he think we're gonna do, right? And there's no way they were gonna do it. But then I thought, okay, I'm gonna do call and response. So I just go, and they would go, or you can do it right now. Okay, let's actually do this in case you have any problems with sound. We'll just do it. Okay, so I'm going to do a sound. You repeat it back. Okay, hopefully you have no neighbors. You can do it a little lower in volume, but otherwise do it full volume. My kitty's like excited now. Na 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 na. Blah 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 blah. Right? So then you get back to that place as a child and you go, cool, let's make the sound of how we're feeling. Okay? Do you like to? Go ahead and make the sound of how you're feeling and I'll do it as well. Here's how I'm feeling. We do that at the beginning of every class. And after doing it 20 or 30 times, you get really good at it, right? It's very cool to be able to express yourself as to how you're feeling. And it's funny, in today's class online, there was a lot of people that were like, right? It's like, what's going on, right? It's actually interesting when people aren't doing well, the sounds are the most fun. Kind of funny. It's like when you're not doing well, the sounds are the most fun and the most important to be able to express, right? To be able to put sound to how you're feeling. It's really good. In the Stuck Emotions class, which we've done here in the show, when you get really good at making the sound of those stuck emotions, if you get it just right, it's like a wormhole opens up and it unravels back to the core of where that stuckness is. It's this really weird thing. It's like, and all of a sudden it just kicks in. There's like this whole realm that opens up. It doesn't happen very often for me, but when it happens, it's like it just completely releases that emotion, right? I mean, you can release it just by doing the different exercises, but that's really cool. So you need to be able to play. It's really about playing is what we're talking about. Be able to play with those sounds until you get it, that emotion just right, the sound of the emotion just right. Now, I mean, wouldn't it be, it's so much better if someone says, how are you doing? And you, instead of like, oh, I kind of don't feel so good. You know, it kind of sucks. I mean, it's like, oh yeah, I'm doing really well. Okay. Or the general, I'm doing good. How are you? How are you? Yeah. Which is nothing, right? I'm doing good. How are you? Right. Wouldn't it be cool if people went, oh, this is how I'm doing. Right? Or right? That's how I'm doing. Oh, wow. I've been there, right? So you can relate so much more. You have empathy and compassion for these emotions that people express that way. Now, another one that's really cool is the sound of your day. We occasionally do this at the beginning of class. So let me do the sound of my day. You could do it with me if you like, but here's the sound of my day. I have to think about it, okay? So waking up. Right? Very cool to express the sound of your day. It's like, how was your day today? Oh, it was okay. You know, it kind of sucked. You know, oh my God, it was incredible. I'm sorry. What? Oh, that was an interesting day. Very cool, right? What's also really cool is to make the sound of an ideal day. Let me do that one, okay? Sound of an ideal day. Oh, my kitty likes that one. Okay. Ooh. Hi. Very cool. Nice to actually do that when you first wake up, set your intention for the day, for an ideal day, right? Very cool. Now, it's also good to be able to express yourself when you are setting boundaries, right? We may have a kitty go running on this one, right? So what I like to have people do is imagine you have a tiger attacking you, and you have the power with your voice to stop that tiger in its tracks. You're not going to hurt the kitty. You're just going to set boundaries. This is really good for set boundaries. So what we're going to do is on three, which is always four, we're going to do a really powerful no. Let me demonstrate first, okay? No! Okay, sometimes my kitty goes flying on that one. Okay, so let's do it. One, two, three. No! Right. So you want to be able to be in full power when you do that, right? And that's a really good one to practice if you're ever sounding or feeling insecure or not good enough. It's really good. Just do a really powerful no. You're not doing it to be above anybody. You're just setting boundaries equal to them. Right? That's a very cool one. Especially, I found that's very cool for people that have cancer as well. It's like, you know, I worked with this woman for a couple of years that had throat cancer, and we did that, and she would go, no. I'm like, no, do it full power. No. I'm like, whoa, you really need to practice that to be able to be in full power with your nose. You can also do a whoa. It's really cool as well. Okay. It's nice to be able to then learn with those boundaries, to be able to set boundaries with love. So it's like, no, while you're running love at the same time. If you're being abused, you still need to be strong and run love at the same time. Tricky. You can't even do it like no. Or like you would to a kitty getting in the toilet. No, no. Right? Or to my favorite is when people set boundaries with humor. No way. I'm not going to do that. No way. Nope, 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 nope. Right? Okay. So those are a few ways to make sound. Here's another one that's really good. And that is to make the sound of love and send it to your own heart. Right? Now, all of this is, there's a strict rule here. You can never, ever do any of this wrong. Should have mentioned that in the first place. It's, you can't be out of pitch. You can't do it wrong in any way. It's always perfect, right? So you can make the sound of love any way you want. Let's do it this way. First, send love silently to your own heart. Now, any sound, soft, whatever comes out, send a sound of love to your own heart. Very cool. And then you get, so you can express not only love, but you can express gratitude. Right? And then express compassion. I have something I want to play for you. I hadn't thought about this. I want to play some Tom Kenyon. And this is about compassion, actually. Let me find it here. Song of Great Compassion. Let me just play a little bit of this here. All right, so now you get so free with your voice that you can get out of the way and have higher beings come through you, right? I mean, he's like totally channeling, right? Or just channeling the energy, not only of different emotions, but also of your higher self, right? Or your soul. So you're singing your own soul song, right? That can be very cool. We'll come back to that. Right? So you get so free with your voice that, you know, ultimately you even end up where you can make the sound of each chakra yourself. And you don't go by what anybody else says the sound of the chakras are. You just listen and make the sound. Play with it, right? Go up, play with different sounds until you find the right sound. I'm going to do a chakra treatment on myself, right? Check this out. Okay, here's the root chakra. Oh. Looks like my kitty likes that one. Second chakra. Oh, you didn't hear anything? Oh, I was playing the Tom Kenyon. You didn't hear anything. Oh, God, I blew it. I thought I was sharing my screen. I got to go back. I'm going to go back and do, well, I'll finish the chakras and then I'll go to it. You didn't hear anything for 2 minutes. Oh, God, I wish I'd known. Okay, I blew it. Okay, so second chakra. Third chakra. It's funny, after making that mistake, my third chakra is going, ah. Heart chakra. Throat chakra. Third eye. Okay, so you get so free. Let me go back now, actually share my screen so you'll hear the sounds of Tom Kenyon. Sorry about that. Check this out. I'll play it again. I enjoyed it the first time. Let's listen. Here we go. Here's Tom Kenyon. This is Compassion, the song of great compassion. It's Chola Challenge. Mm-hmm. We get out of the way so much that other energies come through. The hollow reed, they call it, where all different types of sounds come through your voice. It's also called light language. And there's a lot of people that do light language. I'm going to play some examples here. And different people that do it channel different higher beings. And it's always trip. So here is Jamie Price. Jamie Price, and she's going to do a few minutes of light language here. Check this out.
Amneas ukuarat, huam nyanjak ayaruma kwa, harandet nam vraur hamnaurat ar urelel eet shur grat zambu kwa. Haran shore tiat sud umnyam jakrayer ukraru tut el rumnaurat anand kema hem sua. Shona hiser ut grorel el em pror herkanet irur anonum mna harat krat ur kral urimjer uret sinj kanem habratant ti enot grorat kade halale em. Numa get suj kra. Hemda oret se chokrat urkdel rmna mrandat ir unundur utsar kwa ha chum ka. So mepsap sap jandat knam. Remem cher tenut sacha it ekt herut uret ut il rumha pe. Nun sancharat arat krairat akral hrmep and suj ka tenda him. No ha su shem harriet at koret et irum. Dam mnanda dat sia chakra eret gdel. Kora kranda hamda. Sum shaira mat krarut unund olel. Janand hrit sam jarat gdeirat gram paurat and erut su chum. Mnanda t iek tierut u koret akral am. Brandat iet sachem. Kamma inen sucharatat tiaruma brandat krorat arat rayarut sum shenandam darat krailal am brandat irut sum shenanand greer akramda wa huamet sucharat tiar anam mna warat na sisharat hore haram darat anet ar ut sucham tend kenandarat ir ut sur esharat iktiarat ku mne ramda a tsun shenand Kuoret, bra herätäröt oort salel arastajaradat sim. Kanand hrumdaarat adet suchairat iktielel. Huremem such dandat iktierat akraurat hurema ua su shamjeraka. Hanand erut oort akrael urmem. Mnaar atachat sachairut ukrerat. Kuora kramb hapterut ua sanchatierat. Hananand aerut ukua. Susham, quam sunshat, quemem chairak al yetsu. Shunund, hamna ad tokrorat. Go korat, kram na urat urat em. Hamnerat, so shairat akrahet amba. Hunund, kandat, harumdar utsuchat. Kerat san shurumdar tokrol erat san. Hamda, kua. Sjur kand arat et orat sum, brandet iret san shurum na, kandarat iret sul greret, kum su shan sairet, kuram darat em, chonanda krar tal at sur achat, tonon mna o kuar and huem, su shan chairet, kand krand hem sur achet ektierat, ka Utsanja, kum se hu sunsha hu sumshe a ku ku amdoarat dan sanja eramda su hukwa ham.
Thank you.
Jamie Price. Wow. A trip, huh? What? That's an energy out of that. That's Jayme Price.com. She's on YouTube. And then let me play some Judy Satori. Judy Satori actually channels different, actually channels Thoth, who invented language, right? Thoth is an Egyptian being that has a long snout, kind of like a bird, right? And so check this out. It's a little bit different channeling. So again, freeing the voice so much that anything can come through for a highest good on the course.
Designed to pump new life into the cells, to lengthen the telomeres of the DNA and improve collagen synthesis. Just listen and relax. There's nothing to say. Place your hands palm up to receive. Moko koko laki kosa sukosa nakosi. Madakatsu kosa lakizera shnon malakosa. Ekise to kosele shtasa kota pokosa kuyaka. Akla sostiaka. Masato kota se shida madakasa nakosa tidia. Masakotasia. Makotitasia de shon malakose de kazatakusa de bedaka. La petakisusu la betusuna shon malako de betuzal de si. A la betakoya. A la de betakoya de betusuna malako de gusuna malakia. A la kata betakoya and a medishuna shon malako de betako de betakakia. Lakasi. Lakasi toga setaka a suku de betaki. Lakasuna betakusu shum de club de ki. Lady tisi to kuzi de tisi to kuzi de kuzi de kuzi de kuzi de kuzi de A look at the good to get a shun, Malakuzu to see. A cockaraka, they said, the Kazakh shop at a car. At a bit of car. At a bit of card, good shun, but I got to get a bit of car. A look at a bit of get a bit of card, got a bit of get a bit of card, but I got a bit of get a bit of car. You got a bit of good about a card, but I got a bit of get a bit of card, to get a bit of car. A cake could go to get a bit of card, to get a little bit of get a bit of get at good to go up to get a bit of car. Just breathe deeply for a couple of moments. And there's just a little more. It's to smooth and settle and create a firm foundation for the new. And we're talking about new life for your body, new life for you. More energy, more vitality. To turn the clock back in years. To feel amazing. To be well. Miki koko kosa lo kosa le jina ma kosa te ya. Mata kosa le kosa tonde pishwana bala kosa. Mata kosa na bala kosa chiche chiche mata kosa le kosa na manaki. La kaka koko kosa te te kosa le jina mata kosa la kosa te te ya de bala. Lo kosa la kiesa pishwana bala kosa. Akaka Akakaka. Akakaka.
Getting to the point where you can express yourself freely. The beauty about making the sound is there's zero judgment. In fact, it's impossible to be above or below someone or to blame someone with sound without pointing. You have to point. You can't blame. There's no way. It's impossible. Right? And there's never any above or below. Right? Although I guess you could go, ah, or you could go, ah, that could be above or below. But there's no judgment, right? And there's, it would just be so much better if we all were walking around and talking, instead of talking to each other, doing sound with each other as well. And then people start doing sound together. It's interesting. It's exactly what we're doing with the Montessori, the exercises for the Montessori school. And also we're now bringing it into public and private schools. We're continuing with the sound after the kids are like one, right? So that they know that they can continue making sound freely as they grow up. And they never lose that God-given ability to do it. The other thing that's really interesting is we're doing this with our dementia patients. We're starting to work with a major dementia company. And we're in the early stages of dementia. We teach them how to freely make sound, right? And then we get them making the sound of how they feel and all the things we've done here today. And it's really cool because when they enter later stages of dementia, then they don't have to use words anymore. They can express themselves with sound, and it's way easier. It's like one of the people working at the dementia company, she said, oh, yeah, George, he mumbles all the time. And she said, last week, I mumbled back to him, and we had a great conversation. It was really cool. So there's a connection, right? The exact same thing with people with autism, especially higher on the spectrum, right? You can totally just make the sound of not only how you're feeling, but match their emotions. So make the sound of their emotions, make the sound of their rhythm. So watch their rhythm and sync to it so that they totally eventually get that there's a communication going on and they don't have to use words, right? You're totally connecting to them. I mean, ultimately you could send love and, you know, all types of energy, which will they totally will get, right? And this is very cool. It's really kind of a problem in our whole society that we are so shut down with sound. One of our instructors goes to Africa every year, Liz Addison. She says, you know, most of the towns you go into town and everybody comes out singing, right? There's no, I can't sing. I'm not good enough. I'm not a good singer. Everybody just sings, right? All the time, right? And it's so much better for your emotional health and for your physical health because your physical health comes from your emotional health. To be able to express yourself freely, to speak your truth and to let it out with sound. It's so important. I want to end with one of the coolest things, and that is to make the sound of who you are. Now, there's a lot of ways you can go on this. You can actually make the sound of your emotions, you know, that you go through the day, which is what a lot of people think of as who they are. Or you can make the sound of your soul. Or you can make the sound of source that you are, right? So there's a lot of possibilities, and it's really interesting when I have people do this in class. So I'm just going to do whatever comes to me. Here's the sound of who I am. Oh. Oh. May we all be free to express ourselves and create ultimate health for everybody on the planet. Hold that energy, at least through the evening. Make the sound of how you're feeling through the whole weekend. Make the sound of your day. Send love. Make the sound of who you are through the months ahead, years ahead. Sound of your soul for lifetimes. Thanks for listening and take care.